The UW-Madison Badger poll is a bit of an outlier. Like other surveys, it shows either Republican Scott Walker or Mark Newman outpolling Democrat Tom Barrett. But the margins by which they're up and the huge number of undecided voters is a lot different than other polls have suggested. Respondents were asked whether they favored Walker or Newman over Barrett. Among adults, 32% favored the Republicans compared to 15% for Barrett. 52% said they didn't know. UW-Madison political science professor Kathy Kramer Walsh says it seems high to people who follow politics.
But honestly, that's not atypical, especially in an off-year election when this race isn't tied to a presidential election. So it's not unusual for that many people to have not made up their mind.
Walsh says part of the reason the Badger poll differs from what you see elsewhere at this stage is that it's very resource-intensive. Interviewers made as many as 10 attempts to reach people over the course of a month. They also sent out letters ahead of time. Other polls are conducted over the course of a couple days, and Walsh says the people you're likely to catch are going to give you a different kind of sample.
So really, all that is to say that our sample is much likely more representative of Wisconsin in general than a lot of the other polls.
Not everyone sees it that way. The Barrett campaign took issue with the methodology and noted that the poll had more Republican and independent respondents than Democrats. The poll also surveyed voters in the race for Senate. In that contest, Democrat Russ Feingold led Republican Ron Johnson 27% to 21%, which fell within the margin of error. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.